Hello everyone, Shabbat Shalom. This week's parasha is Parashat Vayikra. And in this week's parasha, we have the beginning of the book of all of the korbanot, of all of the sacrifices. And I think it's very important to start out the book of Vayikra with a strong Devar Torah to be able to take you through the whole book. For many people, it's very difficult to learn the book of Vayikra in depth, because the book is all about the intricate details of all of the sacrifices, and at certain points, it can get a little bit overwhelming if a person doesn't really pay attention to the important lessons that the parashiyot are teaching us. I want to share one beautiful idea that I learned. We know when the sacrifices are brought, one of the most essential parts, or two of the most essential parts of the sacrifices, would be the blood and the fats. And the question becomes, why? Why are these two parts, why is the blood and the fats so essential for the mitzvah of the sacrifice? And so this question was phrased by Rav Ovadia Yosef, Zichrono Livracha. And he brought a beautiful analogy, and he says the following. He says, there was once a store owner who would sell merchandise. And this store owner, he had a business, he had a store, he would sell merchandise. Some days were stronger, some days were weaker. One day, he realized it was very weak. So he said, you know what? I'm going to go to the shul, to the kanisa, and I'm going to learn Torah, and I'm going to pray over there, and I'm going to leave my friend in the store to take care of the store in the meantime. And I pray and hope that with my learning Torah, that Hashem will bring in customers and I'll succeed. He goes for the day. The friend is sitting in the store. It's a slow day. Someone comes in, very serious, wants to buy. He says, I want this, and I want that, and I want all this merchandise. Can you give me all this merchandise? And the friend, as a lazy friend, he says, look, the store owner's not here today. Maybe you can come back tomorrow. The guy says, look, I want it today. If I'm not going to buy it today, I'm not going to come back. I'm going to go somewhere else. He says, look, the store owner's not here. He gets lazy, and the guy leaves. When the store owner comes home, comes back to the store, the friend tells him what happened, and the guy starts screaming at him, why didn't you call me? You had to call me. We could have made a huge sale, so on and so forth. So the store owner told him, next time, if someone serious comes into the store, I want you to call me right away. I'll run over to the store, and we'll finish up the business. A couple of days later, he puts his friend in the store again. He goes back to the kanisa. He goes back to learn Torah. And a very serious person walks into the store. But this time it wasn't a buyer. It was someone the store owner had owed money to. So this friend who was in the store at the time realized that there's someone in the store who's serious. And he remembers what the friend told him, what the store owner told him. He said, next time there's someone serious in the store, call me right away. So he calls the store owner. He says, there's someone very serious in the store. He wants to speak to you right away. So the guy runs in. The store owner runs to the store. He gets there. He sees all of a sudden it's someone collecting money from him, money that he owes. He pays the guy off. The guy leaves. And he looks to his friend and he says, I don't understand. When it comes to making a sale, you get all lazy and you don't call me. When it comes to paying someone back money that we owe, you can't tell him I'm not here. You have to call me and rush me back into the store. You're doing it the opposite way around. The nimshal, the lesson is, and this is what the parasha is telling us. Why are the essential parts of the sacrifice the blood and the fat? What do the blood and the fat represent? Maran, Zichrono Livracha, Ovadia Yosef used to say, the blood represents circulation in the body. The blood circulating throughout the body. Not staying in one spot. Meaning a person being excited, moving around and being excited to perform the mitzvot of Hashem. That's the blood. The fat represents stationary, staying in one spot. Laziness, not excitement. And so the blood and the fat represent excitement and laziness. The parasha is telling us that both of these energies are in each and every person. A person has to learn to use the blood, the excitement, to run after good things, run after Torah, run after mitzvot, and use his fat, the laziness, to run and be lazy when it comes to doing bad things, when it comes to lashon hara, being lazy. This was the mistake that the friend of the store owner made. He was lazy when it came to doing a good thing, and he was excited when it came to doing something that wasn't so great. We need to learn from our parashah to use these two energies, the blood and the fat, that when it comes to doing the will of Hashem, run after it with excitement. When it comes to doing mitzvot, run after it with excitement like the flow of blood. But when it comes to doing something wrong, chas v'shalom, a person should use the energy of fat, which is laziness, to sit back and say, you know what, I don't want to do what's wrong, and to take a step back. And I think when we have this mentality, and we always try to run after doing the will of Hashem with excitement, Hashem will pour out only bracha v'hatzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yedim. Shabbat shalom.